Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. There you have it. You see, when God gives us stuff to say and repeat, but we need to say it with faith and in faith. I am who He said. I can do what He said. I have what He said. Because if you don't have what He said, then He lied, or you're not receiving it. And He's not a man that He should lie. So if He says, you can do this, then you better say that I can do it rather than I can't. And I said one time before, you know, so many of us people in the world, in the Christian community say I can't. But if you got saved, Jesus sat on the T. Remember on the cross, it was a T. And He took the T out of can't. So everything changed to yes and amen. Right there. And we've got to believe that. You've got to believe I'm no longer under the bloodline of my family. It's been broken. When I received Jesus Christ, I came under the bloodline of Jesus Christ. My DNA was altered. Amen. And so we're going to talk about something that is kind of, I'm bringing a prophetic activation for you folks today. Amen. Everyone say prophetic activation. Amen. Say it again like you mean it.
Prophetic activation.
How many of you want to be prophesied over and then activated so that this will work in your life?
Amen.
I mean, we don't come to church just to, I mean, the praise and worship was absolutely anointed, as you see, and you see what happens when the anointing gets going. And then we shift and just go with the Holy Spirit as the Spirit chooses. You know, He chooses who to give the gifts of the Spirit to. He chooses. And I bet you that the people He chooses the most are the ones that believe the highest.
Come on, amen. Yeah.
You see, your belief, you'll always end up where you believe.
Amen.
Now, you can be believing sick, you'll end up. You can be believing healthy, you'll end up.
Amen.
Joseph, everything came against Joseph to break that thing in him. But he believed all the way up to becoming the 2RC. That went over like a lead balloon, right?
Amen.
Praise God. We have Bibles that we do want to give to you if you don't have a Bible. And we have a sign-up sheet. If you need a Bible, these are really good. They New King James Bibles. And I managed to buy quite a few of them. So if you need a Bible, I've also got the Amplified. If you need a Bible, please fill in the forms. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Okay. And so today we're looking at pioneering uncharted ground. See that? How many of you ever stepped out on the water like that?
Amen.
How many of you have done that? Let me see your hands. You can put two hands up, sweetie. We've walked out on water. It's not always comfortable. It's not always comfortable. Peter was one out of 12 that got out the boat. Why? If it was comfortable and was fun and we could just, they would all got out the boat. But only one got out the boat, and he walked on the water. That was uncharted territory. Come on, was that uncharted? The thing that gave him the hope was he saw Jesus manifest something that he'd never seen before. And when he saw Jesus manifest walking on water, he said, if that's really you and not a spook, because he thought it was a ghost, they all did. If that's really you, tell me to come. Jesus didn't sit there and, how much did you pray today, Peter? Which church did you go to last night? Did you give your tithes and offerings? He didn't do any of that. What did he do? He said one word. Come. That's it. Come. All of God's promises are yes and amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Go with me to Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 7. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 7. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Now, this is scripture where God was talking to the high priest at that particular time
And the high priest was Joshua, not the Joshua we know who went through and conquered and took the people into the promised land. This was another Joshua, and he was from the Levites, because all the priests were Levites. You all know that, correct? God said, when he took Moses and the people out of Egypt, he said to Moses, you and your family of the Levite tribe will be priests unto me, unto all generations. So the Levites were the priesthood. So Joshua must have been a Levite. He must have been from the priestly anointing to become the high priest. So he became the high priest, and God saw that he had an issue. So he helped him to change the situation. You can read the story. It's really very good, where he was battling with guilt and condemnation and all kinds of stuff. And God tells you what he did there. But this, you got to remember, in the Bible, there are a lot of principles. And when God brings a word, like he speaks to one person, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. He's talking about a particular man in that instance. But it's for generally everybody. The Bible is for everyone. And the Bible says of itself, God said that the Old Covenant and the Old Testament were there as an example for the New Testament believers. Amen. Amen. So we don't unhitch the cart from the Old Testament. If you don't have the Old Testament, you didn't see Jesus. He didn't come. Don't forget, only after his death, the New Testament kicked in. So some people want to say, oh, it's Old Testament. Yeah, thank God for Old Testament.
Amen.
Yes, amen. And so Zechariah 3:7 from the New Living Translation says, this is what the Lord of heaven's armies says. The Lord of heaven's armies. Remember when Elisha showed his servant Gehazi, open his eyes, Lord, and let him see on the horizon, there's more of us than this army. And he looked up, his eyes were up, and he saw an army of angels. God is a host of those.
Amen.
Of heaven's armies, angels. Amen. Amen? You got it? So he says, yeah, this is the Lord of heaven's army. He says this, if you follow my ways, how many of you follow his ways? He says, if you follow my ways and carefully serve me, then you will be given authority over my temple and its courtyards. I will let you walk among these others standing here. At that particular point in time, if you could just drop me in the house, please, a little bit. At that particular point in time, there were all the angels that were surrounding and in the temple up there with God when God spoke to the angels and said, change this on him, do that for Joshua. So he says, you will walk, watch here. He says, my temple and his courtyard, you'll have authority here, and I will let you walk among these others standing here. Can I tread where angels trod? Well, apparently. Am I an angel? Thank God, no. Because angels can't be sons. You understand? So he says, I will let you walk among these others standing here. So Joshua's there, and these others were angels and God. And God is saying, I'll let you walk amongst us. If you remember, God says in 1 Corinthians 6:14 through 16, he says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what righteousness together with unrighteousness. He says all of that. He says at the end of that, verse 16, he says, and I, God, shall be their God. I shall dwell in them. They shall live with me and walk in me. Amen. So we can walk where angels trod. We can go and do. That's why God says, what I do, you will do. Peter walked on the water because he saw Jesus walking on the water. And Jesus said, yeah, sure, come. Amen. And so I'm praying today that we can activate this and get us our faith into another level, another place. We have to get to a place of actual faith, believing, fully persuaded. Tell your neighbor, say, fully persuaded. Amen. In other words, zero defect. No room for unbelief, my wife was saying. No room for doubt. No room that fear can get in. Because when you're in undeniable faith, unfeigned faith, Paul called it, Abraham, God said it was fully persuaded faith. When you're in that kind of faith, every promise that's available to each and every one of us is absolutely attainable then. Can I walk in divine health? Absolutely. Can I be healed from the sickness that's plagued me for 30 years? Absolutely. Can the finances stop being the way they've always been and start coming into the bank accounts? Absolutely. You see, but you've got to be fully persuaded that what God has said is true and He'll do what He said He'll do. Amen. And so verse 8, now watch what He says. Listen to me, O Joshua, the high priest. And all you other priests, all the other priests. Now he's switched something around yet. Because new covenant, he's going to tell you in the end of this verse that he's going to bring somebody that's going to create this new covenant. So he says, listen to me, O Joshua, you high priest, and all you other priests. Did God not call us a nation, a peculiar nation? Did he not say you will have a priestly anointing in your life? You'll be considered as a nation of royalty and priesthood. All of us, we were grafted in. You understand? Now, not only a Levite can be a priest, a born-again child of God can be a priest. In the spiritual realm, we're talking right now. Amen? Amen. I'm not talking go and sign up for priesthood and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about spiritually speaking. We don't look at the things in the natural because they're going to just keep you bound to this earthly realm, clucking around with the chickens rather than soaring with eagles. We look into the realm that is not the realm that the world is used to. We look into a realm that is neither influenced by space, time, or matter. Amen. That's just powerful. I love that. Watch, and he says, listen to me, O Joshua, the high priest, and all you other priests. Now he's talking to us. This is for you. You are symbols of things to come. When you're looking at me, you're seeing people saved. When you're looking at me, you're seeing people healed. When you're looking at me, you're seeing people's restoration in their marriages. Why? Because I am those things to come. I've got the anointing of the Holy Spirit in my life now. And that anointing is burden removing, yoke destroying power of God that produces what people need in the world. So you look to a person and don't know him in the flesh only, because you're going to fall flat on your faith. They said, Christ, you don't even know him in the flesh now. Know him in the spirit realm.
Amen.
That's why they could not receive Jesus Christ in his own hometown, because they looked at him in the flesh. Come on. But they didn't see in the spiritual realm. That's why it said, don't look at the things that you can see. Look at the things that are unseen, because the things you see are temporary. But the things that are unseen are eternal. Hello, my salvation is eternal. Come on. My place in heaven is eternal. Can I see it with these open eyes? No. But Gehazi, open your eyes, because we are more than they are. Look unto the hills. And he saw the myriads of angels.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to me, O Joshua, the high priest, and all you other priests. You are symbols of things to come. Soon I'm going to bring my servant, the branch. He brought the branch. I'm the vine. You are the branches, right? He brought the branch, Jesus Christ. He's talking about that. Soon I'm going to bring him. He brought Jesus, and since then, we've become the priesthood that he's called us to be, a royal family peculiar to the world, but to each other, no.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese.